Not so long ago in a land high, high away. It was a fresh Clydesdale morning as the Benjamins wake up to the sound of music outside.
Hey, what's going on? Do you hear music outside?
Yeah, what is that?
After the Benjamins get dressed, they open their door to the 6th floor Clydesdale Suites Hotel hallway and see Von Winkle with several other staff members getting ready to take the elevator downstairs.
Oh, Benjamins, I just called here to gather everybody. Come join the rest of us downstairs, where they'll be getting the Clydesdale morning song. It happens every morning outside various locations throughout Clydesdale, but we got here too late yesterday to see any of them perform.
Wait, you mean like there's a whole musical number in everything, just like we did during Floppingham's Pegasus?
Yes, just like we did during Floppingham's Pegasus. It's like a big parade with live musical numbers and everything. Come on!
You want to go, Benjamin?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Let's go!
Everybody makes their way downstairs to witness the Clydesdale morning song.
Look, everybody, the Clydesdale singers and dancers are approaching.
A group of singers and dancers come strolling through the electrifying Clydesdale streets.
Oh, look, Benjamin, they're throwing out free Clydesdale t-shirts.
And they're throwing out free Clydesdale keychains, too. I love getting free stuff.
When you're in Clydesdale, everything is awesome. When you're in Clydesdale, you will surely blossom. Yes, we all love living here. Yes, we all get full of cheer. We're in the best city, isn't it pretty clear? When you're in Clydesdale, everything is dandy.
Yeah, we love Clydesdale.
When you're in Clydesdale, it's as sweet as can be.
Yeah, we love Clydesdale.
Yes, it's like a fairy tale. Yes, we found our holy grail. We're the biggest fans, there's so much you can regale. When you're in Clydesdale. When you're in Clydesdale. When you're in Clydesdale. When you're in Clydesdale. Clydesdale, yeah.
What a dream, what a dream. Clydesdale is a sight to see. What a dream, what a dream. Clydesdale is a really cool sight to see.
Yeah, we love Clydesdale. Yeah, we love Clydesdale. Yeah, we love Clydesdale. Yeah, we love Clydesdale.
The Clydesdale singers and dancers all hit their finishing poses as the crowd watching erupts with applause.
Wow, that was great. Do they do this every morning?
Yes, and they're always adding new cast members. Why don't you check out that audition sheet over there?
Oh, no, I don't live in Clydesdale.
Not yet.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
All right, everybody, it's our final day in Clydesdale before we leave tomorrow morning. I'm going to teach a slew of my seminars. And don't forget, we have a reservation for 6:30 at Snaffredil's Bar and Lounge on Clydesdale Springs Avenue. See you all tonight, everybody.
Everyone disperses as they head out to experience their own separate Clydesdale adventures. Failer looks for Janine, but he can't seem to find her. Oswald looks for that guy, Escobar, or Jeff, whatever his name is, but he can't find him either. There's a lot of people at this fucking agency. It's hard to keep up sometimes.
Okay, Benjamin, day two in Clydesdale. Do you want to go grab breakfast first before we go surprise my family?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see where Janine went. We were supposed to ride the roller coasters together at some point.
I think her and Scrunchie already started walking towards the Golden Heart statue with Vivica Plune and Viola.
Ah, damn it. All right, well, maybe I'll meet up with her later.
Benjamin, you just said you were going to come see my family with me.
No, I know I am. I'm coming. I was just saying that if there's time left over... Never mind. You know what I mean, all right? Let's hit it.
Failer reaches into his pocket and grabs a joint tube with one of their final Silverberry Parisian Nebula strain joints, and they each begin hitting it. Well, they've been smoking that strain for a while now. Anyway, they continue smoking as Oswald puts his family's address into his GPS.
Wait, what? Is that correct? I thought my parents said they lived in Clydesdale City. The address I just put in says they're somewhere in the Clydesdale Mountains? That's like a 2-hour monorail ride away!
Wait, really? That sucks.
Yeah, that freaking sucks. We gotta get a move on it, Benjamin. There's no time for breakfast. We have to go now.
Oh, no time for breakfast, but I thought we were gonna go check out that new marijuana-infused breakfast buffet, Hash and Hash Browns.
We don't have time for that, Benjamin.
All right, we just gotta make sure we're back in time for those dinner reservations tonight at Snaffredil's Bar and Lounge. I don't wanna get in trouble with Von Winkle.
Yes, Benjamin, I'll make sure we're back in time, okay? But we have to go now. The GPS says it's like a 2-hour trip there and a 2-hour trip back. Ugh, gosh.
Wow, what a buzzkill. 2 hours there, 2 hours back. You should have looked this up before we got here.
Well, you shouldn't have got us into that catastrophic rent predicament.
Oh, come on, that's not even related. Oh, wait, what about going to a Clydesdale Crushes basketball game? Do you think we'll maybe have time for that? Oh, wait, I don't even know what time the game would be. Oh, wait, let me look it up real quick.
Benjamin!
All right, sorry, I'm getting distracted. Clydesdale just makes me want to do all the things. I'm surprised they haven't gotten Clydesdale delirium yet.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, me neither!
Wilbur Gurp, that annoying ass client, jumps into their conversation. Apparently he was just standing right there near them.
Yo, Wilbur, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, get the hell out of here, Wilbur.
But what? Don't you guys want a third pal to join you on your adventures in Clydesdale?
No, we already got a third pal, all right?
And his name is Ashton.
Yeah, his name is Ashton. I miss him.
I miss him too.
I miss him too. But tomorrow morning, the Benjamins will pick him up from Dog World, and they'll be reunited once again. Anyway, the Benjamins tried to avoid Wilbur after that weird moment they just had where he creeped in on their conversation, and they head on to one of the many monorails here in Clydesdale City as a random Clydesdale citizen greets them through the sliding doors.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the Clydesdale monorail.
Good morning, sir. Merry Clydesdale.
Merry Clydesdale, sir.
Merry Clydesdale.
Oswald begins making some friendly conversation with the Clydesdale citizen.
So, do you live in Clydesdale or are you just on vacation?
Oh, I came here on vacation 5 years ago and decided to move here permanently.
No way! My family did the same thing!
My family did as well.
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 Mine did that as well.
Mine did as well. Lots of people do that in Clydesdale. It's the best city in the world.
It's the best state in the world.
It's the best state in the world!
After the 2-hour monorail ride, the Benjamins get off and have now entered the Clydesdale Mountains. Beautiful area with gorgeous mountain ranges all throughout the backdrop of northern Clydesdale. It's breathtaking. There are sights here unlike any other place on Earth. The Benjamins take the trolley onto the main road close to where Oswald's family should be located.
You know, that 2-hour monorail trip wasn't that bad. The sights were incredible, and it was actually really comfortable and clean. Nothing like the subways they have in New York.
Yeah, I love the free gummy candy they gave to us, too.
Yeah, what'd you like better? The gummy bears, the gummy worms, or the gummy elephants?
The gummy elephants, of course. They were huge!
Yeah, they were enormous. Wait, so is everybody going to be home or is it just your parents?
Benjamin, I've told you this 1,000 times already. Everyone's home. Mom, Dad, my brothers, sisters, grandma, grandpa, my aunts and uncles, everyone.
Wow, I forgot. You have a huge family.
Fela gets a notification on his phone.
Oh, Benjamin, I just got a notification on my phone saying that 1, we have the Still Paddling Madly concert when we get back, which is awesome. And 2, after that, next week we have the all-day martial arts training session with that guy Grandmaster Kawa. That's going to be awesome as well.
Oh yeah, that's the guy Von Winkle used to train with.
Yeah, that's that guy Von Winkle set us up with so we can defend ourselves against the homeless man.
Dude, I can't imagine Von Winkle doing martial arts though.
Yeah, neither can I. That's probably really weird to see.
It'll be great to learn how to defend ourselves and get stronger though, right? If we ever run into the homeless man again, we need to be ready.
Exactly. This could be really good.
Wait, so you got a notification on your phone?
Yeah, I started writing important stuff down we need to remember and putting it in my phone. Now I get notifications telling me when we gotta do things. It's the best.
Wow, good job, Benjamin. That's a really smart thing to do. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Benjamin. Hey, I'm trying, you know?
After about 10 minutes, the trolley arrives at the stop where Oswald's family is located. The Benjamins get out, look around at the beautiful city a bit, then notice something strange. There seems to be a lot of construction going on around this area.
Wait, what's happening here, Benjamin?
I don't know. It definitely doesn't look like there's anybody living here right now.
The Benjamins realize the building they were looking for has been torn down, which is extremely ordinary in Clydesdale, since new buildings are constantly replacing old ones to keep everything new and exciting and Clydesdale fresh, which is way fresher than the regular type of fresh. But it's also extremely heartbreaking for Oswald because he wanted to see his family, and now he doesn't know where they are. How is he going to surprise them now? The Benjamins talk to a random construction worker nearby and ask him for some additional information.
Ah, no. That building got torn down about a week ago. Most of the residents moved to Clydesdale City. Yeah, it's about a 2-hour monorail trip from here. Ah, but don't worry. The monorails are really comfortable. They give you free gummy candy.
Are you freaking kidding me? We just came from Clydesdale City and already got the gummy candy.
Yeah, we just made the whole 2-hour monorail trip here. We got the gummy elephants and everything.
Oh, you already got the gummy elephants? That sucks. Well, I don't really know you, so I'm gonna go back to work. Bye!
I wanna die, Benjamin!
Alright, it's not that dramatic. Get a hold of yourself. Just try calling your parents. I know you're trying to surprise them, but let's just ask them what's going on.
No, they don't have cell phones, Benjamin. You know that. One of the first postcards they ever sent me said they got rid of their cell phones. Lots of people in Clydesdale do that to live a richer, more fulfilled life. It's the postcard capital of the world.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Damn it, that sucks then. Well, what about anyone else in your family? Can you call them?
They all got rid of their cell phones too, Benjamin.
What? Wait, all of them? Everybody who lives here?
Yes, all of them.
Wow, that sucks. It's also ridiculous.
I know. At first, I liked the idea of getting postcards, but now I hate it. I haven't actually talked to my family in forever. I just get stupid postcards. I really wanted to surprise them and spend some quality time with them, you know? I wanted to tell them everything about the talent agency and the homeless man and everything we've been through in the last couple months.
Don't worry, Benjamin. We're gonna find them. And if we don't, you'll just see him the next time you come here and you'll plan better. Because it seems like you didn't really plan this at all. Seems like you kind of just winged it.
What? Are you freaking kidding me? I planned the shit out of this. You know I was trying to surprise them.
I know. I'm saying you should have planned your surprise better.
I don't need any lip from you, mister. I made us owe $2,800 in 8 days and almost got us evicted.
Oh, how long are you going to keep bringing that up?
If it wasn't for Ashton, we'd be fucked because of you.
What about the time I saved you from the zoo, huh? That giraffe was huge.
What about it? I keep telling you it wasn't even an adult giraffe, Benjamin. What about the time you had screaming diarrhea and I drove to the store to get you more toilet paper because you already wiped through our last roll?
All right, shut the hell up. Hello, Benjamin. You made your point, okay? It's all gonna be good. We're gonna fix this. We'll find your family.
God, I'm sorry. I just haven't eaten today.
Well, neither of us, so let's just go eat something.
Are there any good food spots around this part of Clydesdale?
A random Clydesdale citizen comes running up.
Oh, yes. And there's a new marijuana-infused 24-hour breakfast buffet called Clydesdale Marijuana Breakfast King right over there.
The random Clydesdale citizen frolics away.
Oh, perfect. See, Benjamin? Even in the Clydesdale Mountains, it's got a marijuana-infused breakfast buffet here, too, just like in Clydesdale City.
Yeah, no wonder why my family wanted to live in Clydesdale Mountains. It's like similar to Clydesdale City, but with like a little more open air and wildlife. I mean, look at all these animals and mountain ranges and restaurants, shopping malls, apartment complexes, marijuana dispensaries, even roller coasters. It's all right around the corner from this breakfast buffet. It's amazing.
Yeah, the whole state of Clydesdale is the frickin' best. It's truly living up to the hype, Benjamin.
Yeah, it really is.
Now, let's go have some marijuana-infused breakfast, even though it's 12:30 in the afternoon.
Sounds good to me, Benjamin.
The Benjamins without Ashton by their side, since, you know, he's still at the Dog World daycare/amusement park, have a wonderful marijuana-infused breakfast at Clydesdale Marijuana Breakfast King, and head back onto the Clydesdale monorail system, which speeds them from the Clydesdale Mountains to the main city of Clydesdale in 2 hours. Luckily, the Benjamins slept the entire ride back due to their full bellies and stoned bodies. They completely missed the lady with the candy cart handing out the free gummy candies this time, though, which really is a shame. I mean, hey, it's free gummy candy, you know? You don't want to miss that.
Benjamin, wake up. Benjamin, wake up. We're already back in Clydesdale City.
Victor? Victor Parlamente?
Benjamin, wake up. You're having your dream about Victor Parlamente again.
Huh? Oh, sorry, Benjamin. I always dream about Victor after I eat edibles. Oh, are we back in Clydesdale City already?
Yeah, we're already back, Benjamin. Gather your things.
The Benjamins gather their things and start heading off for the monorail. And by the way, I think Victor Parlamente is a basketball player for the New York Subways, which is a basketball team in the Basketball League of America, also known as the BLA, or the Blah. Big fan of the Blah.
Do you think it's too far-fetched to think that one day Victor and I could be a thing?
Who, Victor Parlamente? He's a basketball player, Benjamin.
Oh, I was right. He is a basketball player. I'm usually never right about these kinds of things. There's so many things I've been wrong about in the story so far. No, I'm just kidding, but it is a wonder I've even made it to this point, you know. I mean, who's even listening to this?
Well, Benjamin, I'll tell you the same thing I told you when you asked me about, you know, if you thought you'd ever end up with John Travolta. No, I don't think you have a chance with Victor Parlamente. But we'll both end up with whoever we're supposed to end up with.
Do you still think about Brandisha?
Oh, Brandisha? Yeah, she was great. She's on the better things, you know?
What about Carvella?
Why'd you have to bring up Carvella Kimschiffer?
Frederick von Winkle and Carl Salad are seen by the Benjamins and begin heading their way.
Carl and von Winkle are already walking this way, Benjamin. Here, hold me on this
side. What the hell are you doing? Let go of me.
Oswald tries to force Fela's left arm behind his back.
Just hold me like this. It'll look like we're dating.
Benjamin, stop it. Why are you doing this?
Benjamin, they need to see us close together sometimes or they're gonna figure out we're lying. We barely do that.
Ah, Benjamins, my favorite power couple.
Hey, Mr. von Winkle.
Carl, say hello. Hello to the Benjamins.
Hello, Benjamins.
Now, Benjamins, say hello back.
Hello, Carl.
I love seeing you two hold each other so closely. You don't do it too often, so I love seeing it when I do. Don't let me bother you, Benjamins. You can go back to your make-out session. Ha! Just kidding! But not really. But no, I'm just kidding. However, if you want to make out, go for it. We're an open community of lovers here.
No, we're good.
Yeah, that's okay. We're good.
As the day goes on, all of the talent agency staff members seem to be having a wonderful time in Clydesdale. However, Benjamin Oswald is one of the few people whose day isn't going quite as planned. He's pretty upset that he didn't get to see his family. He and Benjamin Fayler sit next to a giant water fountain near one of the spectacular castle-like buildings in proximity to the Clydesdale Square shopping mall.
I can't believe I didn't get to see my family.
Hey, look on the bright side, Benjamin. You didn't get to see a family here in Clydesdale, but at least we finally don't have that stupid homeless man following us or causing any destruction. We gotta appreciate that. He's hundreds of miles away. We're actually free for a little bit. And I know it doesn't fix things, I'm just trying to look on the bright side.
Well, actually, 474 feet away, unbeknownst to the Benjamins, the homeless man lurks in the shadows, with the potential to cause destruction at any time. But right now, he's just enjoying a corn dog at one of the food trucks by the shopping mall. What? The homeless man has to eat sometime. He didn't pay for it. He found it on the ground, obviously, because he's a homeless man. Wait, didn't he have the $2,800 that he stole from the Benjamins during the first episode? Whatever happened with that? Oh, fuck, was I supposed to tell you? Wait, let me look through my notes here. Hold on. Well, I'm assuming the homeless man's also stolen lots of money from other various people throughout the years, and if he's already spent the money he stole from the Benjamins, what did he even spend it on? Probably something irresponsible, and that's why he's homeless. It must be a vicious cycle.
But, Sam, we still haven't gotten the Benjamin.
The homeless man takes a swig of his groovy light beer and piercingly looks at minion number four.
The Benjamins are in arm's reach, Simon. It's just a matter of time. The right time.
The homeless man thinks to himself as he stares off into the distance of Clydesdale.
But, Sam, what do you mean? But, Sam... But Sam!
The homeless man has become distracted by the beauty that is Clydesdale. Wow, you hear that? Even the homeless man is in awe of Clydesdale, and he's a piece of shit.
There's something about this place. This place called Clydesdale.
The homeless man continues to think even more, taking in the profound nature of this spectacular city.
Clydesdale, so foreign. But somehow...
The homeless man takes a long pause and then doesn't resume talking.
But sir, so foreign, but somehow what? But sir, so foreign, but somehow what? But sir!
The homeless man chugs the rest of his groovy light beer and continues being distracted by the beauty of Clydesdale. Now, let's go back to the Benjamins who are still sitting by the water fountain near the castle-like building.
Yo, you want to smoke, Benjamin? We're finally out of a Silverberry Parisian Nebula strain, but we have one joint of the Golden Coma left. Although that one kind of knocked us out real quick last night. We didn't even get a chance to go to a marijuana dispensary or do a nighttime bar crawl or anything. This is Clydesdale. We gotta do something.
Well, then let's go to one of the many marijuana dispensaries they have right here in Clydesdale, Benjamin.
Great idea, Benjamin. Let's go to a marijuana dispensary. But which one should we go to? There's so many of them here.
There's one. It's called Great Strange.
Oh, look. There's Brianna's marijuana.
Oh, look. There's a roll it, pack it, and smoke it.
Oh, look. There's a green and sticky.
No way. There's Sally Sativa.
And over there is Isabella's Indica.
And in between them, it's Harry's Hybrid.
They got everything here, Benjamin. How do we even choose? There's so many.
I don't know, but whatever we choose, it's gonna be great.
The Benjamins look around at all of the marijuana dispensaries.
Wait. When's the last time we were both at a dispensary together?
I can't remember. We've been smoking a homegrown marijuana for a while now.
Yeah, which means our tolerance is really high. We're gonna have to buy some really dank shit, dude.
And we've been responsible lately, so we deserve this.
Plus, we have all that money from Ashton's Hypermix commercial.
Exactly. Ashton's Hypermix commercial helped us get that money and beyond. That was like a few months of rent right there. Oh, wait, just making sure, Benjamin. You sent the October and November rent to Marsha's brother in the Cocklevany Islands a couple weeks ago, right?
Sure did, Benjamin. We're actually being financially responsible. We're getting that money.
We're getting that money, Benjamin.
We're getting that money if it's all we do.
Well, Ashton hasn't brought in any money since the Hypermix commercial, so technically they're not getting that money right now. They just have that money. And if my calculations are correct, after sending in their 2 months of rent to their deceased landlord's brother, they should still roughly have about $4,500, give or take a few hundred, so they seem to be in pretty good shape financially right now. And as for Ashton, well, he doesn't need to book any work immediately, but hopefully he helps bring in some more income for them shortly. I'm sure something will come within the next few weeks, though. Ashton's too beautiful to not book anything, you know? Also, this is backtracking a bit, but I think it sounds better when the Benjamins just say, get that money, you know? Before they were saying, getting that money, and musically it just doesn't sound as good. What? I know what I'm talking about. I studied music for several years. No, that's a lie.
We totally deserve to buy ourselves some fancy dang Clydesdale Kush, Benjamin.
We sure do, Benjamin.
You with me?
I'm with you, Benjamin. And think about it. This is Clydesdale. They have the best weed in America.
Yes, and here's a joint.
Random Clydesdale citizen walks up to the Benjamins and hands them each a free joint of Clydesdale Kush.
Whoa!
Your first joint is always free in Clydesdale, but the second one costs twice as much, and everyone after that is normal priced.
Wow, that's a deal. Let's get four.
Have a look inside, one of our many marijuana dispensaries.
The random Clydesdale citizen leads the Benjamins into one of the many marijuana dispensaries.
Whoa.
Look at all of this weed, Benjamin.
It's beautiful. There's so much weed.
There's so much weed in Clydesdale.
There's so much weed in Clydesdale.
There's so much weed in Clydesdale.
Everyone gets high.
Everyone gets high.
Everyone gets high.
Everyone gets high.
The Benjamins have a great time at the marijuana dispensary, which was Brianna's marijuana. That's the one they ended up choosing. They stock up on several wonderful new and exciting strains, which I'll tell you about later. One of them was called Blood Clot Strain. And they continue roaming through Clydesdale for the rest of their jolly day. They ride the roller coasters, smoke several joints, continue looking at the beautiful castle-like buildings, and have dinner at Snaffordil's Bar and Lounge with the rest of the talent agency. After dinner, the Benjamins decide to bar hop for a bit, which is really fun. Then they ride some more of the roller coasters again. Wow, that all sounds like a great time. I probably should have showed you that instead of everything else I showed you this episode. Yeah, that all sounds way more interesting. Anyway, moving forward, after the Benjamins finish doing all those interesting things I should have showed you, they even buy a nice Clydesdale Golden Hot Statue chew toy for Ashton. How thoughtful. Well, it seems that despite some minor speed bumps for Oswald, the Benjamins have had a great second day in Clydesdale. And on the morning of their third day, they finally get to see a familiar face. Their beautiful dog, Ashton.
Ashton!
Hi, Ash!
It's so good to see you, buddy.
Oh, we've missed you so much.
Ashton runs out from Dog World and leaps into the Benjamins' arms.
Hi, Ash. Did you have a good time at Dog World?
Ashton gives a positive and energetic bark.
Seems like he did.
Oh, he definitely did. Ashton's tail is vigorously wagging. His tongue is doing that thing where it hangs out of the side of his mouth while he's breathing fast, signifying how incredibly happy he is. And it seems like Ashton might have made more than a friend at Dog World, if you know what I mean. Ashton looks over to Wanda Cranberry's dog, Pancake, the Afghan hound, signifying something definitely happened between them both last night.
Excuse me, are you both the handlers of Ashton?
Yeah, that's us.
I just wanted to say thank you for letting him stay at Dog World with us. He's certainly the most beautiful dog I've ever seen.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. We think so, too.
And it's not just that he's beautiful, but he's also a great dog. There's something truly special about him.
Yeah, there really is.
Yeah, he's our special little guy.
Oh, and he saved another dog's life who was choking.
Wait, what? He saved another dog's life?
Yeah, what? Why did you lead with that?
Sorry, I forgot. I was too focused on thinking about how beautiful Ashton is. But yes, another dog was choking, and if it wasn't for Ashton alerting us, we wouldn't have ever known. Sometimes we're pretty inattentive around here.
What?
See you later. Goodbye.
See, Benjamin? Well, all we wanted to do was have Ashton with us. It made these people really happy that he was here with them. He even saved another dog's life. He was meant to be here during this trip. It all worked out. You know what? I'm glad he was here.
Yeah, you're right, Benjamin. It all worked out the way it was supposed to. If he ended up saving another dog's life, I'm glad he was here too.
The Benjamins both begin petting and hugging Ashton.
Great job, Ashton. You saved another dog's life.
Yeah, good job, Ash. You saved another dog's life, buddy.
After the Benjamins are reunited with Ashton and spend some time hugging him and stuff, all the talent agency staff members gather near the giant golden heart statue at the center of Clydesdale City for a group picture.
Everybody say, best place in the world!
Best place in the world!
Wow, you all look terrible in this photo.
After the picture is taken, all of the other staff members head onto the bus and get ready for their journey back to New York. While this is going on, Janine Cuffeau walks up to Benjamin Fahler.
Hey, Benjamin.
Oh, hey, Janine.
It's a shame we didn't get to ride the roller coasters together. Time sure flies when you're roaming through Clydesdale.
Hey, there's always next trip, right? Carl said the talent agency comes here all the time.
Yeah, we do. This was the first time I was actually able to go, though. My schedule's usually pretty busy. Well, I told Vivica I'd sit next to her and Viola on the way back.
Yeah, no worries. I'm gonna sit with Benjamin and Ashton anyway.
I guess I'll see you around.
Yeah, see you around. Later, Scrunchy.
Thaler gazes at Janine as she and her papillon, Scrunchy, join Vivica Plune and her corgi Viola on the bus.
I feel this way each time she goes, and yet there's so much I don't know. But still, I can't help but think about her. Wish there was some way to ask her out.
He wants to ask her out.
All right, by this point, if you have to know that those background singers aren't really there, and if you don't, then I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, Von Winkle does a head count to make sure everybody is here.
34, 35, 36, wait a minute, we're missing somebody. All right, which one of our staff members decided to quit their job and move to Clydesdale permanently this time?
I think it was Sheila Sherbert and her dog Shaggerford.
All right, well, Sheila Sherbert and Shaggerford are fired. Carl, take note of it. Send off the paperwork to Viviana and let Jandrelly facilitate cleaning out their locker in the common rooms. Oh, and eliminate their files.
Yes, Mr. Von Winkle.
This usually happens every time we get to Clydesdale, so I'm not surprised. And to be honest, Shaggerford's getting rather old, and Sheila Sherbert had terrible BO anyway, so I'm glad they're both gone. Oh, wait, the person who had terrible beer wasn't Sheila Sherbert, that was Ida Higginbosh. I'm looking at you, Ida Higginbosh. Well, business must be taken care of before we head back to New York. With Cynthia Fang gone at the end of September, and Sheila Sherbert now leaving, it's time to pick one of our junior clients and promote them to a full-time client.
Whoa, this is a big moment. All of the staff members, especially the junior clients, eagerly await what Von Winkle is about to say.
And the ones who are moving up from junior clients to full-time clients are... You!
Wilbur Gurp, that annoying-ass junior client, thought Mr. Von Winkle was pointing to him in his Australian Greyhound rocket, even though Von Winkle was definitely not pointing to either of them.
No way! I can't believe it! You hear that, Rocket? We're going to be full-time clients! Woo!
Wilbur takes out his phone and calls his brother Bilbur to let him know the good news.
Hey, Bilbur! Guess what? We made it!
No way! That's awesome! Did you tell
Filbur? Oh, yeah, no, I'm gonna call Filbur next!
No, not you, Wilbur and Rocket. I was pointing to the Benjamins and their beautiful dog, Ashton.
Surprised? Everyone looks at the Benjamins and their beautiful dog, Ashton.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what, us?
Ashton and us are getting promoted? Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious. Think about it, everybody. Ashton and the Benjamins have actually done wonderful things for this company in such a short amount of time. The replacement for the dog photo shoot, the Hypermix commercial. We haven't had junior clients easily book work this fast since Marshmallow and Enrique Lemon Popper. Everyone clap for the Benjamins and the beautiful dog, Ashton.
The staff members all clap for the Benjamins and the beautiful dog, Ashton, who have now just been promoted to full-time clients.
Wow, that's amazing, Mr. Von Winkle. We won't let you down.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Von Winkle. Ashton, Benjamin, and I won't stop until we reach the top. Hey, that rhymes!
Benjamin, you already said that like a month and a half ago. Wow, I got a good memory.
The Benjamins once again begin petting Ashton.
Great job, Ashton. You're the best dog in the world.
You really are, buddy. You're truly the best.
We did it. No, wait. You did it, Ashton.
Yeah, you did it, Ashton.
While everybody is applauding and cheering for Ashton and the Benjamins, Harvey Blurk, with Robert in his lap and Roxford by his side, sits in his wheelchair stewing in his own nervousness. Does that make sense? Stewing in his own nervousness? I think it does. Let's just go with it. He's stewing in his own nervousness.
This isn't good, Roxford.
Yeah, they're already promoted to full-time clients now. That's crazy.
I thought Robert and I had already beaten Enrique Lemon Popper and Marshmallow's record 6 years ago within the first few months I arrived.
Harvey pulls out the pocket version of the book Von Winkle had written about the history of the talent agency and goes to the record index, showing it to Roxford as well so he can see.
No, look, it says here Enrique and Marshmallow actually had you and Robert beat for that record. Well, who would have thought, huh? But now the Benjamins and Ashton just beat Enrique and Marshmallow's record, so Von Winkle's gotta update his book. Well, the Benjamins and Ashton are moving up fast. Really fast.
Screw those Benjamins. And screw Ashton.
Harvey Blurk raises his fist and shouts into the heavens.
And screw you, Enrique Lemon Popper and Marshmallow, wherever you are.
Harvey tries to contain his emotions and ends up doing what he usually does, glaring at the Benjamins and Ashton.
Put the book into my book bag and roll me onto the bus, Roxford.
You got it, Harvey. Just let me make room for my new dildo.
Ugh. Roxford, you're disgusting.
Oswald, with Ashton by his side, walks up to Thaler.
Benjamin, look! The crystal on your grandma's lucky necklace you always let me wear. It's glowing!
Oswald holds the crystal up by the necklace it's attached to around his neck and shows Thaler.
What? No, it's not. That's just the sunlight hitting it at the right angle, Benjamin. You say the most random things sometimes.
Emma, what the hell are you doing? Get your damn tushes on the bus!
Everybody quickly gets on the bus and prepares for their road trip back home to New York City. As the bus departs, they begin moving further and further away from the giant golden heart statue that resides in the center of Clydesdale, and closer to the Big Apple of New York, where there's actually no apple, Actually, now that I think about it, I have no idea why they call it the Big Apple. I should look that up. And maybe I'll reveal the answer on the next episode. Don't count on it, though, because I'll probably forget.
Ew! Rocket took a duty on the bus!
Rocket took a duty? Ew, Carl, go help Rubber clean up Rocket's duty.
Oh, but Mr. Von Winkle, you know I hate cleaning up duties.
Well, since Vivian's not here, you're my number two, so go clean up that number two. Huh? But seriously, go clean it up.
As the Benjamins with Ashton by their side sit together on the bus, Phaelus stares out the window and gazes at the giant golden heart statue.
What is it, Benjamin?
I don't know, it's just... this place is, like, so perfect. It's almost unbelievable, you know? Like, doesn't it somehow almost seem a little too perfect? Like, how does this place even exist? You know what I mean?
What are you talking about, Benjamin? This is the best city in the world. The best state in the world. Of course it's perfect. If it wasn't this great, it never would have been called all those things.
What things?
The best city in the world, the best state in the world, the best place.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, I don't know. There's something weird about this place being so perfect, you know?
You're weird.
You're weird.
You're weird!
The Benjamins annoyingly look at Wilbur, who again just chimed into their conversation, as the bus continues to drive away from Clydesdale, making its way towards the city gates. All in all, it seems like the Benjamins and Ashton's trip was a complete success. They've had a Clydesdale adventure, and now have just become full-time clients at the agency. So wait, what does that mean? What's the difference between a junior client and a full-time client? That's probably something I should know. Anyway, as the Benjamins and Ashton make their way back to New York, it seems that somebody else was a little too late for the trip themselves.
But sir, the bus is already driven away. You've been too distracted by Clydesdale. How are we going to get back now?
The homeless man watches the bus full of talent agency staff members head back to New York, and for the first time, realizes he's made a grave error. His minion was right. He's been too distracted by Clydesdale, also a little too wasted. I mean, he was drinking a lot of those groovy light beers, and now finds himself in a situation he didn't plan to be in. For the first time, it's the homeless man who has no clue.
I have no clue.
Yeah, fuck you, homeless man. That's what you get for stalking the Benjamins and stealing their money this whole time, you know? Good luck trying to get back to New York now, you piece of shit. Could this be the end of the homeless man? Or will he somehow miraculously find his way back? Or will something totally random happen that you're like, what? That's what happened? That's the direction they're gonna go in? So, any one of those three things. All in all, it seems like the Benjamins with Ashton by their side are finally safe. For now.